years of work, going to complete that part of the work, not having employment anymore.
But you know the prophet, when the victim is around the corner.
If you're in that victim, you make a deal already.
Yeah, we might be having a point out there.
Where we don't talk about that, we'll see when we cross the street. But thank you very much for coming here today. I hope you had a busy time. But it was there, remember my friend. I know that when people say in Madrid and you are a politician, they're so caught up by the government. That's one thing shows me that I'm not agreeing with you. That's why members are entitled really to complain and say we never had sex. And we might be dozing in the thinking and messaging what we need to do. There are apologies. Honorable member Zulani has forwarded a verbal apology that he was unable to attend this meeting. Then we have Honorable Kampo has forwarded a written apology that he is unable to attend. And Honorable member Daoud also has forwarded a written apology that he is unable to attend. These are the three apologies we received. Other members might join us as we are moving on. But you are welcome here. You look happy. I can see a very joyous smile on your face. And some politicians behave. Keep on smiling. And let us also welcome our staff president of the PA, the secretary is also and we want to welcome also our stakeholders present here, Marie de Theodat, looking for a day from the committee so that they are also able to find. You welcome here, thank you for coming. I see the two ladies there, maybe if you can introduce each other so that we reflect our minds and thoughts here.
Okay, my name is Rashad. I'm from PNG. I'm a monitor.
Thank you for coming. You're welcome. You have a mic in front of you. Can you set it up?
I'm not good for that. I'm a director of the committee.
You appeared last year before we left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I said that I'll request your mind. Thank you very much. You have to be welcome. Thank you. that is still clearly reflected by the area. Something where it should be clustered and then be as tentative as possible issues to be dealt with in the new year. But the committee will be in a position also to look at the state, propose and come propose these things for which we are agreeing that at the kingdom of one, this will be the subject matter that we will be embarking on. Obviously, some of them come from the previous year. They were prioritized, but we were unable to really deal with them. That's why they are scheduled to be published this year. We have in consideration and adoption of committees. Program 2008. That's one we are going to look at. And the second point is discussion and planning around the community strategic planning workshop. How are you going to have the strategic planning workshop? What are the issues that are bearing on the strategic planning workshop? Obviously, there might be many, but we will have to look into the issue. And the last point for us is to look at the take up prepared to look which take up will we deal with the report back. These are the three issues we have in front of us. Otherwise, we take it from there. We believe that we all have to propose. Program. The proposed program today is the 15th. That's exactly what we are doing now. Around the community strategic planning consideration, that's not the issue on today's 15th. Years before last year, we had a strategic planning workshop. But then we discovered after the strategic planning workshop, things were sent down totally by other programs, parliamentary programs and other things that came. So we realized last year that we should have really had a strategic planning workshop the year before the current year starts. And that's why we call it why then we could have a strategic planning workshop this year. But again, there are a lot of issues that will be happening. That will guide our strategic planning workshop. You know, politically and otherwise, there are issues that we have to incorporate in our strategic planning workshop. We'll be able to different, you know, debates coming forth. What should be prioritized? And therefore, I would love the choice to remember to hear what are they having in mind, how best can we have our strategic planning workshop, and when. Honorable Gray.
Mr. Chairman, I think what we must suggest that this year is the deadline for there is also a very important goals that are coming through. And they are very, very difficult to set people off, especially in were people last year by the department from that. And I think we should spend more time this year on that because the four things to keep both on teeth. There's three of them that I got to the Indian amendment, the white bowl and the integrated social management are all things to keep both. The one on the Indian amendment bowl is a very technical and a long one. I think we must have it also as a priority to try and do something that for the department to keep up how far they are. I just think it's going to be important for our counterparts in the provinces to attend these cities that any involved. As I said, there's a very technical, very difficult I don't know if we should leave it for strategic planning, but I think the strategic planning is important. We do have it, but then we must have it in conjunction with public service. Because if we are not doing it in isolation. If we don't find ourselves like last year, that the two committees are not talking to each other, and we have to adjust our program to accommodate So whatever we do, we should incorporate it or accommodate the public service committee, of which you are all the members. But my suggestion there is that we should we not think of that strategic session outside Parliament and then also incorporate it with the oversight. My suggestion is that we go to one of the national parks and then we also do oversight.
I think the other thing that we need to take into consideration is to, as a colleague, make an effect on sanitation or allow the problem to come and live at where to be or where is sanitation still a thing. I'm talking myself from Shepperton, I know the new focus. We didn't have budget but the main problem in the focus is pre-training. We were informed that they are threatening underground water supply. So I think the most important thing is for the department to come and tell us what are they having in the case. What are they planning to do about different initiatives? Because most of the population in most areas are having this problem of patients. On legislation, I concur with Honorable Fadirin that I think we need to ensure that our provinces are on board what we are doing. So that we don't experience the problems that we experienced last year when we went for patients and we discovered that they came with stories, one story after another. Every time they didn't get jobs in time, they don't have documents, they don't have this and that, which becomes a problem for you as a community to fix that problem. And the other thing that we need to try and talk to seriously is to ensure that if our provinces are going to be having public hearings, are we going to have time, seeing as we are the same committee that is serving on public services, the same 10 members of our own public service is how we have enough time to participate at provincial public hearings. To me, it's very important, but are we not going to have a negative impact on our work in Cape Town if we go and attend content events? I would like to see a situation where I'm able to attend public hearings for both committees at provincial level, so that we are on board what is happening as our problem. But how do you go about it is something else for me. I would also have, unfortunately, I forgot the copy of the legislation, but Honorable Conrad has covered in on the legislation that is coming. But my proposal was going to be the discussion must be able to prioritize legislation, how they are going to bring them down to the copy. And this is something that we can deal with when we go for our issue.
I looked at the program, and to me, I don't know, think the problem is Kishore does it, but the reason has been an exceedable for them is training.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, right? And the same with your whole program. If we just say, Wednesday, 18th, 16th February, 17th anniversary, in the proposal, we can see that.
Yes,
right on top. Right on top. Well, yeah. Like the Secretary say, 25 with the conference. Unless it would be committed to go into that.
Is it 30,000 in what?
Conference.
Now, would you copy everything?
Yeah, the conference. Obviously, it will require for others to apply for permission. I don't know.
What we did was, in the program we made all the data available on the program. For the committee to decide how they're going to judge it, and if we want to do an oversight in this stuff, we can do so.
Thank you. there was no light. The bulb is so big. When that is a supernatural destination. And I think we, and that is one of the factors neglected by everybody, because it's very difficult to get the equation. It's not a glamorous destination. But I think it's always been shifted one side, as it is the one of but if I can come back to the Tuesday, the 5th of February on the program, we have to do a briefing by the department on the Soviet streamlining the impact assessment process. Should we not include a briefing on the vote by the department? Well, I know they're still busy with the NA, but my concern is that this is a very complicated, long vote. And if we are not on top of the seat, we're going to find ourselves wanting to go to provinces and try and beat this. We can invite them to let them give us some of the progress made, but also, say, a 2 hour or an hour and a half briefing on the bill itself.
That can be done. I was just thinking, Mr. Adams indicated yesterday in the phone that Thursday the 24th is available from the East Committee. That's big. So I was thinking, and there might even be a caucus on the Thursday coming out of tomorrow's meeting. So I was thinking, this is a suggestion. We move all these items one down. So instead of having the handicap ethics was on the 24th, we have it on the 5th, and the CIA on the 12th. And the Marine, the staff plan of NCM we can have later. Because that Thursday the 24th might pose a problem. But currently on the program there's no caucus. But I've got a feeling that coming out of tomorrow's meeting with the chairperson that there might be a caucus on Thursday. So I think we move the item with one down. So that the tourism will then be on the 5th of Feb, and the EIA and the briefing of the bill will be on the 12th of Feb. It's just playing with the date, but the content and the agenda stay the same. What was the letter answer that you needed after the meeting?
But you see, the Monday is from 30 now. We could, I'm sure we could just get away if the men would be from our constituencies to be wherever we want to be on the Monday evening. So it's a process. Otherwise, the whole Monday is going to travel. But there is still a process. Well, why didn't we do, don't you ask the department to come and meet us wherever we are? We should not be here. Why should it be here? Why don't they come and meet us? If you go to one of the parks, they want to have a day here, they come and meet us out here. That will force them to go to the other park. That's the real and real. I'll support that idea. I'll support what
it is.
And we might pick up $500
We can have a CIA meeting evaluation of saving God and you don't have it. You don't have it. You don't have it. So we come back and that is that. Maybe that can be stayed in the house and that is that. But the reason is sitting down and evaluating what better is God can you get. So just by selecting that, we don't have faith in God.
What
is it true
not
to white lion? Yeah, the white lion is in danger because if one of the Pandorians get one white lion, you get millions. One lion. And every result of that is in danger. How can the white lion then be protected so that they are not wise of them? And that's why this is a change for, so that Parliament could reflect on it to see how best can we contribute to what they think good.
Jefferson is that is the case thing my suggestion is that even as you are the dream thinker, that we also might have to so far we are dealing with the same that the government has been very very fast and then what? I think the people that are responsible in the same part is that I also do this to answer some questions to see what are they doing. I think it's really going to add value to it. I think it's wider than just sandbox. I don't know if the same mentally services what the party is involved. Now, maybe it's starting. The finest lines are the white lines of the Mawadi, which is the human form. And I know there is a project there. But if we travel from the North province, from Mahije to Suleiman, to Fraser, Stella, you know the place called Malazali. At Malazali, that is called the White Lion area. There's also some lion farms there, where the white lions are there. So there are various
in and in South Africa. So we have the white lines off of Texas, but I think it's more in private enterprise than anything else. But I think it's a good idea. We need to get bigger. Just find out what it's all about. We don't know what we're talking about. Somebody should know. Yes, and that as well. I'm saying it's wider. I'm not saying it's extreme. It's wider than. When you also look at the other departments, flora and flora, people protecting game. You know, whoever is responsible for protecting game outside of the platform.
Yeah, I hear you saying we should look into the matter and see who are the stakeholders.
Yes.
On conservation.
In government and
so that we draw them, at once, all
yes.
together, you know. So that it's not only the committee, and when we get there we realize we must convene and
right.
convene. I think it's a crisis.
I think that if you one of the researchers, you can do some research.
Yeah, we have one research on that.
Yeah,
if you listen to what we discussed, if you could look into that and who are all the stakeholders, so that you know them. Yeah. It is this day appropriate, January is not we can shift into something that makes it possible to have the other people.
Let us turn
around the table.
We can squeeze this afternoon now.
the intention was to move to where they are. They are not coming down here. Are we not going up? Okay. Well, yeah, the checker started saying the schedule again because the time is short and move on. But then you're saying let us get other people that vote. Let me look at
that.
Something finalized,
there's ever been to me, and you might come and see the million minutes a day in part. That's the sound group, the Black River, what is true. The lady invited us to an opportunity to come. We haven't been it. The place to the other side, we only look at water on site. I really want us to now this year make water one of our roads.
I think we what we can look at probably in the future is exactly what we want to do. It's been our program since
Yeah.
So maybe next term, because this term is not taken up, we look at that now already and work it into the next term. We can take up and test that workshop.
Probably next term the same policy is
Yeah,
next term
is fine. Yeah. And we can work it in some of the other thing is that the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism has a workshop annually, a week session workshop. Now, when our BC is here, the special date that they had for the workshop was the 3rd and the 4th of March. Now, the 3rd of March falls on a constitutional day. And the 4th of March, there's a plenary in the afternoon, the morning there's a provincial work, and the afternoon there's a multi-party work. These are both closed meetings. Now, when our BC is here to the Arctic Committee, we can come up with a tentative, another possible date, because they would want the committee to be at the East and workshop.
Why can't we be at
it? Because Monday is declared a constituency day.
That's right.
And Tuesday.
The mayor to decide what to
do. Tuesday is half past 8 to 10 o'clock the provincial work forum, and then at 1 o'clock is a multi party work, and at 2 o'clock the tenant. That's Tuesday.
Yeah, something I don't understand. We've been in the past, we've gone on. Oversight visits for our week, our plenary is very efficient.
I just need that I have to apply for permission.
I think you might. Not all the members are involved in the working of this. Most of them.
Okay.
But that means we can never be a one of the issues. We can ask permission.
Okay, so we agree that we
to use on Monday for political or government anyway. But how do you decide now that on the 4th of March to do the
meeting on the day?
Oh, so this meeting now on the
yes.
So the 4th is out.
Yeah. On the 18th, we have that the most water supply in that end province. And the 21st of March, the last one
is the best. But the difference in our thinking one day for land affairs and culture we and anything in the for the basic one, this process we have only at one day.
So we're done with the dead spirit then. Okay,
there's no cash for the 14. Because the 15 is not 15, it's 14.
But you just pray for 15 for us.
First contract.
Then what we can do from the 12th and the 13th, we could do our oversight from the 14th to the 15th, we can fly back.
The committee will have to decide which papers to take and which papers not.
I don't know whether we're going to do it now or not. Yeah, because we, from page 20, you have it in front of you where it says PayPal International Agreement Protocol before the effect to the public. It's on this one, yeah. And in fact, it's from page 20.
I know in 2005, 2006, the committee took a decision on this, on all these places at first, and the committee said, as we forward it, we will prioritize which ones we can deal with and which ones we not going to deal with, because these are all the departmental entities, financials and tax plans, stuff that you can do first. And sometimes it becomes too much to do because it displays us from what we have prioritized and committed. So the committee took a decision that they'll prioritize which ones they'll deal with.
I think the only one that's in my car, let's say the one that's in my ring, but then it's also the thing that's part of that program. And the others are financial statements of public entities. I don't think we need it much by our side. The only one that's the ring going strategic aid, which is on that program. The thing is here that we see the whole considered by the Soviet we spend far too much time in the same. We are out in the field doing other types of attending to the important things like water sanitation and environmental affairs. It's just like most of the time everyone on that boat trip that we are supposed to be
on. What is that? Come to understand the MPOP, how put together. This is really too much. You combine everything.
You see, they set up the terms that they have to report to follow. which means the documents of Hybrid Parliament, and they are then tabled and put on the HCC, and it's up to decide if we want to do this. I don't think we must spend our lives and the taxpayers' money to keep everyone with the HCC. Really, not in the interest of our country. You just say no questions. Yes, because we know that except the one on marine mining is already in our project. So that's the only one that
we can do. This communicant that we take note of for this issue.
The appointment?
Yes, they appear before the comment. They appear in Marine Jew and Kiyo.
I was just going to put just a slight amendment to Mr. Watson. They arrive to Parliament and then they go to the secretary for the procedure and see.
If they to be prioritized by the public, do you consider consideration before? So I don't think we have to lay back on that. We should consider the specific report because the public doesn't have specific interest on that. But maybe we should do some research.
I'm sure they have to go to the chairman first, the chairperson first. Because they then, what they do is they see which committee it is.
Yeah.
And then they put special services, land affairs. But why must we duplicate things like that? Which is a parliamentary endeavor when one part of parliament has already done it. I think it's a waste of our time and tax pressure.
Yeah, but maybe. They refer them to us that we might have an interest for the
particular
one.
Exactly.
Otherwise we just know and say no report. There's no interest that we have on that particular issue. Wrong before. If you know, I think it's for that purpose.
Well, these are annual reports.
That is it.
The point is that it's a dedicated committee. Where we are a part of them. The dedicated committee was doing a death study on it. But if there is something that raises red flag, everybody shows that you can get involved.
Yeah, maybe let's take it and just make a follow-up and check with those people who refer them to hear what they have in mind and to outline what you're saying. That we will go for it. If we realize there's something we have to buy. But if there's nothing we know, it appears before the committee, but there's no specific interest that we could look into.
I think the second thing is also flag with us for when we have a workshop on the NCMC. For the first time for the NCMC.
How
the committee works. So that we can raise the time.
Yeah,
we spend hours and hours looking at things that have already been looked at by the portfolio of the thing, only to tell the
house
that we should be using.
Okay.
This is
nothing to say. Okay, that's it. But you mentioned one of the...
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. So really on your plan.
No, really on our plan.
Yeah,
we
should have but particularly financial statements on these bodies, they have no interest in it.
Well, if you do the financial statements of the department, yes, most of these people.
And they come in there.
Remember, I always bring in the right question that they are not the annual report doesn't really respect what the institutions are doing. And then the other one, the point of the financial statements of the banking and financial part of the economy, and for 2006 and 2007, more than a year. Including the point of the
organization. Okay. Okay, I think that's fine.
How did you like? What are you?
the problem.
Just like the item for today, coming in.
Because just before we, just before we leave on the meeting, I received a conversation from the European Parliament, member of the European Parliament, chair of the EU Parliament Council, inviting me to the International Parliamentary Meeting on Climate Change. I also got the invitation, in fact, I think all of the members of the committee were involved. And I spoke to Antonio Gundy and Janet Morgan. And it was a council meeting. So I said, I think one of us in the government, and he even probably said he actually told them to apologize, and he said, no, in any case, it's cool. That's a few things.
What is cool?
Lunch for everybody. So lunch for everybody is moving.